Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v nocojšnjem Eriš intervjuju, kjer smo se pogovarjali z Brianom Kingom iz zasedbe Japandroids, ki bo podpori B-Forest ter domačih Dandelion Children nocoj hrumela v kinu Šiška. Intervju sem pripravil Luka Vučković.
Okay, hi Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, and you?
Very good, thank you.
I hope you're enjoying stay in Slovenia.
Yeah.
So you are touring the Europe these days. So how's the European how the Europeans respond to your music so far?
Pretty well, mostly. It varies quite a bit, sort of country to country, because each, unlike you know Canada or America, they're very large countries. The audience in those countries generally respond the same no matter where you go. So Vancouver is very far from Toronto, is very far from Los Angeles, is very far from New York, but the audiences are still very similar. Whereas in Europe, in that same area, you have so many different countries with so many different audiences. Like they, it really depends on, I think, the history of music in that country, how many touring bands, if touring bands come there all the time or they don't come there very often. A lot of different things. So I find that the European audiences are good, but still different country to country. The audience in the UK is not the same as it is in Germany, is not the same as it is in Spain, is not the same as it is in Poland. So,
Which one you enjoyed the most?
It's a good question. I think I enjoy all of the places that... well, it's a hard question. Because I was going to say I don't like the audiences in the UK, but then I love the audiences in London. So it really depends. Everywhere is different. Sometimes you can play the two cities in the same country and one city really responds and go, the audience is really crazy, and then other places they don't. And so far on this tour, the further east we get, the better the audiences have been. So we've had really good audiences in the shows we did in Poland, and the show we did in Austria yesterday, and the show we did in Budapest. And so I think because we don't get to play in Europe very often, and especially further east in Europe, and people are just more excited when we come to play there. So we've played, you know, quite a bit in the UK, and so those audiences maybe are just not less excited, but they get to see us more often, so it's not quite the same experience for them as it is for some other places.
So your second album, Celebration Rock, was released in June and gained critical acclaim. It seems like you're on a roller coaster now. How did your life change from the first record till today?
Well, a lot. I mean, if you think about when the first album came out, we had very normal lives like anybody else. You know, we had jobs and we, you know, had homes, and I went out to shows at night and did things, and then I went to work in the day, and I just made music. We just made music in the band for the first few years, just for fun, just for ourselves. And when Post Nothing first came out, and like it was on the internet, and people started to listen to it, and we started to tour, everything changed, like just like that, instantaneously. So I moved out of my house and quit my job and started touring in the band. And that's what I've been doing ever since. And with Celebration Rock, it took a lot of time touring for Post Nothing to kind of get to a point where we were... it kind of was like getting bigger and bigger every month that it was out, until it got to a point, it took about a year of touring before it really started to be really well known. And but this record, because it was our second record, everyone was waiting for the album, you know, for a whole year while we were writing and recording it. So writing and recording was very different from tour, and when the album actually came out, everybody started listening to it and writing about it right away. So instead of it being a slow, more gradual thing, like the first album was just like right away, like you said, and it was a real roller coaster, and we just started touring right away. So yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
And how different was the album making process?
Totally different, because when we wrote and recorded the first album, we were just a local band, like if you and your friends had a band that you did for fun. And so we were writing and recording an album just for ourselves. We didn't have an audience or any fans, and no one cared about the band. So it's just sort of like something to do for fun. And when we came time to write the second album, of course, we had all these new people involved that were never involved before. So we had fans, like we knew people were waiting to hear our record. We had a record label, you know, we knew critics were going to review our album. And so it's much different to sit down like this and try and, you know, write a song when you're doing it for yourself versus when you're doing it with like, this record's going to get reviewed and are the fans going to like it and is the label going to like it and all that kind of thing. So yeah, it was a totally different process. It was much harder. There was a lot of pressure on us that didn't exist before that. So much harder.
So was the album written on the tour?
No, and it wasn't until we were done touring. It wasn't until we were done touring for Post Nothing that we even decided to make a second album. So when all the touring was done, we went home to Vancouver and we decided that we wanted to keep going and we wanted to try and make another album. So we started working on it in Vancouver, and were going really slowly, and we were having a hard time adjusting to being back home after being on tour for so long. And so we decided to move for a little while to Nashville, Tennessee in the States. And we rented a house there and drove down and set up all our equipment in the living room and then finished the record off there and then drove all the way home and recorded it. So it was a really different process than the first record.
I remember you were planning to release a single series,
yeah,
as part of the new record, but only Younger Us came out. Why the change?
Well, originally we were never going to do a second record. Like, we never had plans to do that. But we did have a few songs left over that we were working on when we started touring that we never got a chance to record. So we thought a 7-inch singles series was a cool way to put out a few of these songs, because we didn't have enough for an album. And we thought it was a cool way to put out some of these songs while we were touring. And because recording a 7-inch only requires recording one or two songs, we could do that in between tours when we went home. But after a while, we did decide to do a second album. And one of the recording sessions that we had booked to do a 7-inch became the first recording session for the new album. And so I think that the reason that only Younger Us is on there is we thought that when we started working on new songs, we kind of needed a place to start, and we thought that that was one of the best songs that we had written, and we thought we'll put that one on the record and then that'll be where we start and then we'll build off that one. And because we don't like, not that we think the other songs were bad, just not as good as that one. And we wanted to have a whole album of songs that were that good. And so yeah, but I think I hope to do a few more 7-inch singles now that this record is done, because it's a little bit early to think about another record, but I have a couple ideas of things to do for 7-inch singles, so I'd like to do some more.
And you also proved that you can write good songs.
Yeah, I mean, well, we... Yeah, it's a lot of work for us because neither one of us consider ourselves to be very gifted songwriters. You know, it takes a lot of work to try and write something that we think is really good. But with everything that we release, I think we have more and more confidence in ourselves. So there's, yeah.
So the songs are on Celebration Rock are really anthem-like, loud and straightforward. They were recorded live and meant to be played live, but yeah. Still the sound is crisp on the record too and make it really a great listen. Mm-hmm. So what was your intention with the album?
For the sound of the album, we wanted to make just a really good live sounding record. Like we wanted to have the record sound like the best live show that we could play, you know, like where, which is really hard to do in a studio because, of course, there's no audience watching you. So it's really hard to have that kind of energy that you have when you perform for other people in a studio. So we didn't do very much differently than you're going to see us do tonight if you stay for the show. We set up in a studio, we just play the song over and over until we got a take that we thought really captured the energy of the song, and then we would sing over top and then we would mix it all together. And it definitely is the difference between the sound of Post Nothing and the sound of Celebration Rock is we just had a little bit more time to do the second album. We recorded Celebration Rock in 3 days and we recorded or sorry Post Nothing in 3 days and we recorded Celebration Rock in about total maybe 3 weeks. So when you have a little bit more time, you can mix things better and get it sounding a little bit better. But the process technically of doing it is exactly the same. We've always done it the same way. So
even loud, your music is really melodic and somehow pop.
Yeah.
So what is your relation with pop music?
Well, I think that we kind of probably the same as you know, I think about bands like the Ramones or a band like Nirvana or things like that. I mean, those bands are loud, you know, punk bands or rock bands, but they have a real sense of pop melody in the songs. Like if someone else recorded those songs without loud guitars and loud singing, it could be a pop song. And I don't think that we're too far different from that. I think we have influences that are really, really melodic, but also that are really hard and really trashy and punk rock, that kind of thing. So we're just sort of a mixture of those two things. I mean, a lot of our favorite bands are like that. They're kind of loud, kind of punk bands, but they have a sense of melody in their songs, like Nirvana, their Replacements, or you know, the Ramones and Misfits, like all those great punk bands all have that sense of melody in their songs. So how we do it, I don't know, but just pops in there. But yeah, I mean, we're not really a fan of pop music, like, you know, kind of like that kind of pop music, but definitely a fan of rock music that has pop in it. So
great. What is your relation with Vancouver?
Not that much anymore. Obviously, we've lived there for a long time, and that's where we started the band. And we tried really hard when we started the band to be a part of the music scene that was happening there, but it was just kind of impossible for us. We didn't know anyone in any other bands, and we didn't know how you got shows or things like that. And you know, we were fans of a lot of the bands that were in Vancouver, and we really wanted to be like them. But it became really obvious to us that if we wanted to do something with the band, like make something of the band, then we were going to have to get out of Vancouver. And so there was a long time where our dream was sort of to just play shows in Vancouver and be a part of the music scene there. And then after a while, it sort of changed to being, we wanted to be a touring rock band, you know, we didn't care about Vancouver anymore. So that's when we started working really hard. That was when the kind of turning point, when it was like, okay, we're going to have to get out of Vancouver if we want to be the kind of band that we want to be. And just started working like crazy to make that happen and to try and get shows in other parts of Canada or down in the States and try and make ourselves known on the internet and things like that. So since Post Nothing came out, I haven't actually spent that much time in Vancouver the last few years. Go home, of course, when we're not on tour, but really fallen out of touch with the music scene that's happening there. There's a lot of new bands, you know, since we've left, and all the music venues that we used to play are gone, and there's a bunch of new ones. And I try to, like, keep up with it as much as I can, but I'm, you know, often so busy on tour that it's just impossible. So I don't actually have much relation to it anymore. I think that when we decided to go to Nashville instead of staying in Vancouver, that was the point that we knew that we just weren't a part of it anymore. So it will always be home because our parents live there, but the music scene there is we're just not a part of that anymore.
But a lot of bands they are successful. They are moving out from Canada.
I think I know that there's a lot of bands that when they become successful or in order to become successful move certainly out of Vancouver to other places. And now I think there's a bigger trend in bands moving from Canada to other places. So like there's some, you know, I remember when Crystal Castles moved out of Toronto. And I remember when, you know, just recently Grimes is very popular, moved from Montreal to LA. And I think that's a growing trend. A lot of bands move to Brooklyn, move to New York. So I think that's understandable. And if music becomes your life and that's all you want to do, there are certain cities that are really good to live in because music is a really big part of what's happening in those cities. So if you don't born in one or start a band in one, then it makes a lot of sense, I think. I never would have said that a few years ago when a band from Vancouver moved to Montreal or Toronto, which does happen. I was really critical of those bands because I thought that they were making the scene in Vancouver worse by leaving instead of helping make it better. But now I'm a little bit older, I understand why that is. If we hadn't have found success when we did, I'm sure that we would have eventually done that as well if we wanted to keep going.
Okay, thank you, Brian. I wish you, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
And I wish you a great gig tonight, and we'll see you at the gig.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Interview Radia Student.